Hello, this is Kristen Schaefer on the podcast, Conversations with My Sisters. As you know, in the last two episodes, Delene and I have discussed the big picture and how believing in eternity and keeping eternity in mind helps young mothers when everything is so busy and there are so many little minute details that we worry about every second of the day. I love Delene's approach of finding humor and enjoying some surprises that come along the way. And how listening to the prophet and studying the scriptures and praying has helped her understand the reality of eternity. My mom, Lorraine Aldridge, who taught us these things when we were young, which we've developed as adults, is here with me today to talk about this big picture. And I'm so glad she's here. Thanks for being here, Mom.
Well, it's a pleasure.
What do you think the big picture is?
It is getting through life, doing the best you can, and enduring to the end.
And then what happens at the end? Or is there an end?
Interestingly enough, the last year has taught me a lot about the end. I have been battling ovarian cancer for, it's been a year now, and there have been some difficult times. I guess I never had thought about the end very much until it was hitting me right in the face and realized that perhaps the end was a lot closer than I had thought. And then you start thinking about eternity a lot and you realize that all the mortal things that we do are very important as we raise our children, but the mortal physical things like money and things, stuff, it is not very important at all.
When your parents were raising you on the farm, what evidence of their eternal perspective did you notice as a child?
It was interesting. As I grew up, I thought I had this perfect childhood. Life was so easy. Nothing ever happened that would shake your faith or anything of that nature. Then as I got married and was faced with challenges in our own family along with my husband, I realized that it was my parents' attitude and their eternal perspective that had made it seem like everything was okay. My mother was always very positive. Anything that would happen, whether it was a car accident, whether it was giving birth to twins and almost dying, it was always for her something to learn from. And she never brought it up as, poor me, why is this happening to me? She was never a victim. She was always learning from her experience and knowing that it was for her eternal perspective and her eternal glory. So I gained a real appreciation for that.
Awesome. Now, your dad was bishop when you were a child, and so church was a big part of your life. What did that look like?
My parents were very dedicated to the gospel. Their testimonies were strong, and they passed that on to me, and I myself never doubted anything about the church. I always believed it with my whole heart and soul.
I remember you sharing a story about some church leaders that came to visit because your dad was bishop. Is there a story about that that you'd like to share?
My mom was known as a good cook, and she would cook sometimes for general authorities when they came into town. And back in the day when I was growing up, the church was not such a worldwide church. And so general authorities were much more commonly seen at our state conferences. There was one time when Mom was going to be cooking dinner for, I think it might have been Preston Lee. And he was
Harold B. Lee.
Harold B. Lee. They were going to come over. In between state conference, it used to be that there was state conference in the morning and then state conference in the afternoon. And they were going to come over for dinner in between. Afterwards, they came over and had a delicious dinner, hot rolls, roast beef, mashed potatoes, everything. It was a delicious dinner. President Lee made a comment to either our state president or directly to my mother, but said, you know, Sister Johnson, I wish that you had been able to be at state conference rather than home cooking for us. And President Black said, Oh, no, President Lee. She was sitting right there on the second row with all of her family. She made this without missing her meetings.
I like that story. And it's possible, isn't it?
It is possible.
Yes, you don't have to miss church to have a family gathering later or entertain.
Right, to have a big, wonderful meal. My mom knew how to do it.
And she knew how to attend all her meetings at the same time.
Yes. In fact, we were in the church news one year for no one having missed a church meeting for the whole year.
No one in your whole family?
Right.
And you were in the church news?
Yes, we were in the church news.
The Max and Della Johnson family?
Uh-huh. That's so cool.
Now, you mentioned some trials that happened in your mom and dad's life when you were young. Grandma Della carried twins, and that was a difficult end of her pregnancy. Then also Aunt Rhody had a close call. Uncle Dan had a close call. And then later, Grandpa himself lost his arm in a tractor accident. How did Grandpa manifest an eternal perspective?
My dad was an amazing man. He lost his arm, and it was, you could say, it was negligence that he lost his arm. It was pulled off right at the shoulder. So the whole arm went, and there was no way to reattach it. He was on the tractor with my brother, Elwin. He had put a tourniquet on him so that he wouldn't bleed too much. He went to Salt Lake, and he was actually had a blessing given to him by President. He wasn't the president at the time, but it was Brother Kimball.
Spencer W. Kimball?
Spencer W. Kimball. And my husband, it was his great uncle. He called him up when my dad had contracted pneumonia in the Salt Lake Hospital after he had lost his arm, and asked if he would maybe come and give him a blessing. He was on his way out of town, and he says, I'm just on my way to the airport, but I'll stop by the hospital. I'll give him a blessing. He did. And that blessing, he said miracles would happen. The thing that was the miracle for my dad was that he never gave up. He never said, oh, poor me. He never said how he was heartbroken that he had lost his arm. He just went on and did his farm work, kept going, never, ever complained. One of the first times that he bore his testimony in sacrament meeting, he made the comment that his good side far outweighed his bad side, which meant that it was heavier because he did have an arm on his good side. And there are some who would have just taken that as a sad state of affairs and kind of figured they just couldn't function anymore, but not my dad. He worked until he was almost 90 on the farm and loved every minute of it.
I still remember driving in the farm truck with him, and he was driving with one arm, and it was a stick shift, and he'd let go of the steering wheel, reach over, shift with his left arm, hand, and then hold back onto the steering wheel. That was really fun. To me, it was just Grandpa.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I realize how determined and positive he was.
He was a very, very good man. And I know my husband, after I married him.
Because you were engaged when he had the tractor accident,
right? We had just gotten engaged, and 3 days later, he lost his arm in that accident. And so when we were married at the end of the summer, at that time, he had a fake arm. And oh my, he hated that fake arm. And he didn't use it for very long.
No, I remember seeing that fake arm in a box in the basement. And kind of, I think Keith took me down there to freak me out.
Oh, he did not like that. He could handle himself a whole lot better with one arm. And there wasn't a whole lot he couldn't do. In fact, my husband said that he could run the plow so much faster than my husband could. And it was pretty hilarious. So
neat. If someone was wondering about the reality of God or that there was life after this, what would you say to them to give them hope in eternity or hope that God lives?
Well, to me, to not have hope that God lives would be just devastating, because life would be so empty, not knowing that there was a God. Because I remember being able to say prayers to my Heavenly Father. I remember so many times going downstairs in my basement and kneeling and saying prayers. And I mean, that was one form of prayer that I used a lot. Of course, kneeling by my bed each night, and I saw my parents kneel by their bed and say prayers. And they were saying prayers to their Heavenly Father. And so I grew up with that feeling and knowing that God was there and that I could talk to Him. And I did talk to Him.
What is a trial that happened in your life as a mother that brought you to your knees? I'm thinking about when Delene went to the hospital with appendicitis. That was a scary time.
That was a scary time, but the doctors were able to get that under control rather quickly. And
because her appendix burst, and so she had this, essentially this poison running through her body. And she was how old?
She was in about fifth grade.
Okay. So about 10 years old.
But I think one of the biggest things was when Kristen herself here, my daughter, was in an accident at BYU at Provo Canyon and ended up having to be put in traction to pull her neck out so that they could twist it back and put it back in the proper place. And that really put us to our knees. She was extremely blessed to be able to come through that ordeal and still have a very normal life. The doctor was going to let us go to take her to Arizona for a little while at the end of summer school. And I remember at that point, she had a brace on her neck, but she couldn't move her neck, even though her vertebrae were back in the right spot. But she couldn't move her neck. And I asked the doctor, I said, now, will she be able to move her neck? And he quickly put me in my place and said, you just get down on your knees right now and thank the Lord that she can walk. Because she came so very close to being a quadriplegic.
That experience is one where I can never deny that there is a God. I know without a doubt I was preserved. I felt Him and angels around me through a lot of that. And it's so humbling to think that God preserved me. I want to fulfill my purpose because I know that my life is so precious.
Well, and it's the case with my cancer that I've been going through. I look back on the year that I've been battling this, I know I could not have done it without my Heavenly Father by my side. I remember just thinking so often, I need Thee every hour. That song, that hymn, went through my mind all the time. I need Thee every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee.
I believe in God brings so much strength, and like Alma says in the Book of Mormon, if we just experiment on the Word, just give God a chance to prove Himself, prove His love and His strength in your life by relying on Him one little bit at a time, your understanding of Him, your belief in Him, and your understanding of His love for you will grow. I know it. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.